When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
From ASE-certified expert technicians to new smart services that keep you connected, Pep Boys Auto Service and Tire Centers keep your ride humming. Open 7 days a week. Pep Boys, we go further to help you go farther.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539. When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539. When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have an interview with Lauren Gunn, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast, along with her brother Grant. They give you the latest information regarding the NBA and their beloved Dallas Mavericks. On the program, Lauren and I will discuss Game 6 of the second-round playoff series between the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns, the upcoming Game 7 between the Mavericks and Suns, Luka Doncic, and so much more. That's coming up on this edition of At the Rim. Before we get on with the program, I want to start off with my top three storylines. I would like to start off with James Harden. What an interesting 2 years it has been for James Harden. James doesn't want to be in Houston anymore. He's out of shape. Conditioning is horrible. Quits his way out of H-Town. Gets traded to the Brooklyn Nets, and we get excited about the potential big three with Kyrie, KD, and Harden. Well, that was short-lived. Just before the beginning of this season, of course, the NBA, particularly New York City, had the vaccine mandate that was in place for athletes and entertainers. We know Kyrie decided against the vaccine. James was very upset as a result of that. James said, I didn't come here to Brooklyn for this. I wanted this thing for us to be a big three, myself, you, and, of course, KD. Well, that never happened, so we only got a part-time Kyrie this year as a result of the vaccine mandate, and James and Kyrie were never able to get on one accord as in regards to that. They never built any chemistry, so long story short, James quits his way out of Brooklyn, and the trade deadline happens. And he winds up in Philadelphia being with the 76ers. Very rocky since the middle of February when the trade deadline happened, but Philly was strong enough to get a playoff berth. Well, first round, so-so. This round that they just lost to against the Miami Heat, nowhere to be found. I don't know. James Harden is aging, and he's not aging gracefully at all right in front of our very eyes. I don't know if his his conditioning is still not there. I don't know if his hamstring is still bothering him. We know that James Harden, even since the days when he played in Oklahoma City, he liked the game but was never dedicated to the game. James Harden was somebody, let's just say James Harden, he loves the nightlife. He loves hanging out at the nightclubs. He loves hanging around the rappers like Lil Baby and so on and so forth. We saw especially at the start of the pandemic when James was out and about in the streets of Atlanta, hanging out at nightclubs with Lil Baby and going to all of these parties and whatnot. And this was during the bubble when all of this was going down. And on top of that, you've also had James during the season. Now that we, you know, he will hang out 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, if they have to play a game in L.A., he will stay in L.A., and him and his boys, 20, 30 deep, will go to a nightclub and hang out and chill out, and then they'll get on a private jet and head to the next city. And he's been doing that for a long time. James will be 33 this summer. He's due the Supermax extension, which most likely Daryl Morey will pay him, unfortunately. I mean, him and Daryl have always had a great relationship during their time together in Houston. If James wants to be respected, I mean, if he wants to continue to play in Philadelphia, let's face it, Philadelphia is a rabid sports city. He's not representing what Philadelphia is all about, especially in terms of sports. You know, Philadelphians, when you play for any of their sports teams, they like grit, they like grind, they like toughness, they like tenacity, they like perseverance. James Harden has shown none of that the last two seasons. He definitely didn't show that during this playoff run. Who's the real winner of this trade between Brooklyn and Philly? We really won't know the answer to that until the next NBA season. James will have a full season in Philly. Hopefully Ben Simmons can get his mental issue straight, where we'll see him hopefully in a full season in a Brooklyn Nets uniform. But for the time being, James in Game 6 was nowhere to be found. Second half, no points. Only 0 for 2, only taking 2 shots. Not good at all. And Joel Embiid, and God bless Joel Embiid, tough series for him. Orbital bone fracture coming off of the concussion. You have a hurt thumb, broke up, beat up, and whatnot. This is, you know, when you come to Philly, it's just a whole different ball game, and you got to have that toughness if you want to play in that city. James has got to get it together. I know he's most likely going to get that Supermax contract this summer. James has got to get it together. If he wants to win an NBA championship, if he wants to develop a love for the game, he's got to get it together, man, because this is no excuse. This is no excuse, and things have got to change. Hopefully this offseason he'll be fully committed to getting into better conditioning. Hopefully he will tone down the late-night parties. Hopefully he can kind of tone it down when it's basketball season is back up and running, but this is not a good look for James Harden so far in his time here, in his time with the Philadelphia 76ers. My next storyline is going to be the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are back. The Warriors are indeed back, and then some. The last two seasons were very tough for the Dubs. Klay Thompson missed back-to-back years, tearing both of his ACLs. Steph Curry doing it by himself. And on top of that, at the beginning of much of the season, Draymond Green, despite making an all-star team, he suffered an injury. He's back strong. And then you have the emergence of Jordan Poole. Especially Jordan really came of age right after the all-star break, or right after the trade deadline when Steph got hurt, missed the remainder of the regular season. This is when we got to see the emergence of Jordan Poole, not just towards the end of the season, but more importantly in this playoff run. And, man, Golden State is indeed back. It's been a long 2 years, as I mentioned earlier, with Klay tearing both of his ACLs, Steph bouncing back from his injury and getting back on track, Draymond battling injuries throughout most of the year, and then the emergence of Jordan Poole. And can't forget about Andrew Wiggins making his first All-Star team. So Golden State is back. After a long 2 years, people say, are the Warriors done? The Warriors may be past their prime. What's up with Stephen Klay, Draymond, and the crew? Well, there's no need to worry, because right now Golden State, they're back at the peak of their powers right now. They're back to playing great offensive basketball, shooting the ball well. Draymond is doing his thing on the defensive side and rebounding and making great passes. And Jordan Poole is a star in the making. He is a star in the making and then some. So Golden State, far from done. They handled their business, beating the Memphis Grizzlies to win the series in 6 games, and moving on to the Western Conference Finals. And for my last storyline, the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis is going to be around for a very long time. I love watching this team play. I've loved watching them really, gosh, since the late 2000s and going into the 2010s when they had the era of Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol, Mike Conley. The Memphis, those Memphis Grizzly teams were really good. But this Memphis Grizzlies team is going to be great. And we saw flashes of it the last two seasons, and we saw flashes of it in this postseason run. Jaren Jackson Jr. led the regular season in block shots. Also, Desmond Bane, one of the premier shooters in the league. Dylan Brooks is no scrub, neither. Ryan Anderson, Tyus Jones. Steven Adams is a nice rim protector. I mean, New Orleans and Memphis were kind of even Steven in that trade that had taken place during the NBA draft last season when Memphis traded Jonas Valanciunas to the New Orleans Pelicans, and in return, Memphis got Steven Adams. And, of course, Ja Morant. I mean, the future is so bright for Ja. The only issues that I have about Ja is that his play is very athletic and he's so explosive. And you got to wonder what he needs to do during the offseason to build up some more upper body strength, to build up maybe put more emphasis on weight training and developing an outside game so he can have a very long and very fruitful and a very productive career. But Memphis showed us a lot this year and then some, that Memphis is a team that's going to definitely be around for many seasons to come. They're exciting. They play great defense. Their offense is on point. They do all great. They do everything right. They just have inexperience on their side right now. The youth movement is still very alive and well in Memphis, but, man, they dazzled us. They wowed us. What a series it was with the going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And this was a great series against the Golden State Warriors. Very choppy. A lot of back and forth with the trash talk with Draymond, Dylan Brooks, you know, the Ja Morant situation, man. But this is a team that I'm definitely looking forward to watching for many seasons to come. Taylor Jenkins, what a great season he had as the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Didn't win NBA Head Coach of the Year, but nevertheless, Taylor did a great job with Memphis, and the best is yet to come, and it's going to get better for Memphis going forward. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders in this NBA postseason run, and also we'll give you the current playoff series leads, and we'll give you some scores from what happened during these past couple of days in the NBA playoffs. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes two injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased, ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539. When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. may cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death called necrosis due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at pduro.com or call 877-942-3539. When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit pduro.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased, ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at pduro.com or call 877-942-3539.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87-CAR-BINGO. Or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Carbingo. Carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Before we get you to the current league leaders in the during the NBA playoffs as well as the series leads in the matchups, let's get you caught up on the scores from the last couple of days in the NBA playoffs in the conference semifinals. Starting off with Game 6 between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers, Miami would win 99-90. Jimmy Butler for the Heat, a.k.a. Jimmy Buckets, was sensational, finishing with 32 points, and Max Strus had a double-double with 20 points and 11 rebounds. On the losing side, having a double-double for the Sixers, Joel Embiid finishing with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Tyrese Maxey finished with 20 points, and what a disappointing performance by James Harden, only finishing with 11 points. 0-for-2 during the second half, he scored no points. Again, the final score in Game 6, Miami 99, Philadelphia 90. Miami wins the series 4-2. In Game 6 of the series between the Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks, Dallas would win 113-86. For the Mavericks, Luka Doncic had a double-double with 33 points and 11 rebounds. The series is now tied at 3 games apiece where they will play a deciding Game 7. In Game 6 of the series between the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, Boston would win 108-95. For the Celtics, Jason Tatum had a sensational game, finishing with 46 points. Jaylen Brown finished with 22 points, and Marcus Smart finished with 21 points. On the losing side for Milwaukee, Giannis Antetokounmpo had a double-double with 44 points and 20 rebounds. The series is now tied at 3 games apiece, where they will play a deciding Game 7. In a Game 6 of the series between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors, Golden State would win 110-96. For the Golden State Warriors, the Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, handled their business. Klay finished with 30 points. Steph finished with 29 points. Golden State wins the series 4-2. We'll give you the current heads up on the playoff matchups and the series leads in just a moment. But let's get to the current league leaders in the NBA. Let's start off in the postseason right now with the leading scorer during the NBA playoffs at number one, the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 32 points per game. Coming in at number two is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 31 points per game. Coming in at number three, Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He averaged 31 points per game. Coming in at number four, Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics, averaging 28 points per game. And at number five is Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat. Coming in the next category that we have is rebounds per game. At number one, Jonas Valanciunas from the New Orleans Pelicans. He averaged 14 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He averaged 13.6 rebounds per game. Tied for third is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz and Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And in fifth is Nikola Vucevic from the Chicago Bulls. Next category is field goal percentage. Tied for first, Nikhil Alexander-Walker from the Utah Jazz, DeAndre Jordan from the Philadelphia 76ers, Skylar Mays from the Atlanta Hawks, Zeke Nanji from the Denver Nuggets, and Elfrid Payton from the Phoenix Suns. They all shot 100% during the playoffs. Next category, assists per game. At number one, Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. He averaged 9 assists during the postseason. At number two, Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Number three, James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. At number four, Chris Middleton from the Milwaukee Bucks. And at number five, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. Next category, steals per game. Number one, Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat. Number two, Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. Number three, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. At number four, Herbert Jones from the New Orleans Pelicans. And at number five, Javante Green from the Chicago Bulls. Next category is blocks per game. At number one, Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. At number two, Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. Number three and number four both represent the Minnesota Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns and Jaden McDaniels. And at number five from the Boston Celtics, Robert Williams III. Next category is three-point field goals made. At number one, Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies. Tied for second, representing the Golden State Warriors, the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And tied for fourth, Reggie Bullock from the Dallas Mavericks. And then we have Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. So definitely, you know, the three-point percentage, the three-point field goals made, three-pointers have been big in this series, in a lot of the playoff matchups this season. And certainly, you know, Reggie Bullock from the Dallas Mavericks handling his business, Jason Tatum doing his part. We know about Desmond Bane, and of course, you know about the Splash Brothers with Steph and Klay. Next category that we have is three-point percentage, coming in at number one, Gary Payton II from the Golden State Warriors. He shot 75% from three-point range during the postseason. Number two, Jordan McLaughlin from the Minnesota Timberwolves. He shot 57% from three-point range. Number three, Patty Mills from the Brooklyn Nets. He shot 53% from three-point range. Number four is Shake Milton from the Philadelphia 76ers. And number five, Seth Curry from the Brooklyn Nets. Next category is free throw percentage. We currently have a tie for first place between Pat Connaughton from the Milwaukee Bucks, Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets, Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks, and Jamichael Green from the Denver Nuggets. They've all shot 100% from the free throw line during the postseason. And coming in at number five, Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. He shot 97% from the free throw line. Last category that we have is minutes per game. At number one, Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. He averaged 44 minutes a game during the postseason. Coming in at number two, Pascal Siakam from the Toronto Raptors. At number three, Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets. At number four, Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. And at number five, DeMar DeRozan from the Chicago Bulls. That takes care of your current playoff league leaders during the NBA playoffs. All right, now we're going to give you the current playoff series leads as it stands. As I mentioned earlier, the Miami Heat wrapped up their series beating the Philadelphia 76ers in six games. So as this show is airing, Miami will play the winner out of the Boston Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks series in the Eastern Conference Finals. So again, Miami is waiting on the winner out of the Boston and Milwaukee series in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors wrapped up their series beating the Memphis Grizzlies in six games. So Golden State will wait on the winner out of Phoenix and Dallas. So again, Phoenix and Dallas, they're going to be playing a game seven as this show is airing. So Golden State will play the winner out of the Phoenix Suns and Dallas Mavericks series in the Western Conference Finals. So again, Miami will play the winner out of Milwaukee and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. and Golden State will play the winner out of Phoenix and Dallas in the Western Conference Finals. All right, before we get on, before we go to break, congratulations to Monty Williams from the Phoenix Suns. He wins the NBA Coach of the Year Award. Again, Monty was the winner of this award. The other finalists in this award were Taylor Jenkins from the Memphis Grizzlies and Eric Spoelstra from the Miami Heat. So, again, congratulations to Monty Williams from the Phoenix Suns for winning the NBA Coach of the Year Award. Also, congratulations to Zachary Kleiman, from the Memphis Grizzlies for winning the NBA Executive of the Year Award. Again, the other finalists in this award was Arturis Karnauskas from the Chicago Bulls. So again, congratulations to Zach Kleiman from the Memphis Grizzlies for winning the NBA Executive of the Year Award. And also again, a congratulations to our other award winners, Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets for winning the league MVP, followed by Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics winning the Defensive Player of the Year Award. Scottie Barnes from the Toronto Raptors winning Rookie of the Year. Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat winning the Sixth Man of the Year Award. Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies winning Most Improved Player of the Year Award. Patty Mills from the Brooklyn Nets wins the NBA Sportsmanship Award. Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks wins the Twyman Stokes Teammate of the Year Award. And again, congratulations to Monty Williams from the Phoenix Suns winning Coach of the Year, and Zach Kleiman from the Memphis Grizzlies winning Executive of the Year. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Lauren Gunn. Lauren is the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast. It's the co-host that she co-hosts with her brother, Grant. And on the program, they give you the latest information regarding the NBA and their beloved Dallas Mavericks. We discuss Game 6 of the series between the Mavericks and the Suns, the upcoming Game 7. Of course, we discuss Luka Doncic and so much more. Lauren is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com.
Industry leading, difference making, tomorrow shaping, world changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte. Industry leading, difference making, tomorrow shaping, world changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte. Put industry leading, difference making, and tomorrow shaping on your to-do list. Explore Deloitte technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and engineer your future at Deloitte. Industry leading, difference making, tomorrow shaping, world changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte.
From ASE-certified expert technicians to new smart services that keep you connected, Pep Boys Auto Service and Tire Centers keep your ride humming. Open 7 days a week. Pep Boys, we go further to help you go farther. From ASE-certified expert technicians to new smart services that keep you connected, Pep Boys Auto Service and Tire Centers keep your ride humming. Open 7 days a week. Pep Boys, we go further to help you go farther.
Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Are you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, experience, and a private six-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last date could be one match away.
When it's time for an adventure on the open highway, one quick call to American Family Insurance gets you headed in the right direction. Our Travel Peace of Mind package is there if you encounter a bump in the road. From roadside assistance to rental car coverage, we have you covered. Find a local agent or get a quote at amfam.com.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop avoiding your erectile dysfunction issue. Peak Performance for Men is offering your best offer yet. Call today to book your free consultation and free blood flow evaluation. 1-800-210-8181. Peak Performance for Men helps over 80% of men who receive the treatment experience long-term improvement. Let the experts at Peak Performance for Men help you today. All it takes is one phone call for a free consultation. Free blood flow evaluation. Call 1-800-210-8181. That's 1-800-210-8181.
Peak Performance offers a revolutionary ED solution, scientifically proven to increase blood flow, sensitivity, and sexual performance, all with no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. Call 1-800-210-8181 today for a free evaluation.
Stop avoiding your erectile dysfunction issue. Peak Performance for Men is offering your best offer yet. Call today to book your free consultation and free blood flow evaluation. 1-800-210-8181. Peak Performance for Men helps over 80% of men who receive the treatment experience long-term improvement. Let the experts at Peak Performance for Men help you today. All it takes is one phone call for a free consultation. Free blood flow evaluation. Call 1-800-210-8181. That's 1-800-210-8181.
Doncic with the steal. And they've got numbers. Luka inside like a layup drill. Little empty side two-man game. Bullock goes to the screen. Luka with the step back. Got it. Ahead of jumper by Doncic.
Just a wing iso. Obviously.
They've got Chris Paul guarding Ntilikina. Give him a little breather on defense. Doncic got it and one.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA on ESPN, Mark Jones and J.J. Redick on the call as Dallas Mavericks guard Luka Doncic almost had a triple-double in Game 6 of the second round series in the 2022 NBA playoffs against the Phoenix Suns. Again, Luka had 33 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists. And two words that every sports fan loves, Game 7. And to talk more about this series, including the Game 7 series between the Mavericks and the Suns, we want to welcome her back to the program. She is the co-host of The Gunshot with her brother, Grant Gunn. We want to welcome her back to the program, Lauren Gunn. Lauren, welcome back.
Hey, Ed. Thank you so much for having me. It's, Game 7. We all love a Game 7. It's going to be a fun one, and it's going to be a tough one, especially for Dallas and that home court being back in the Valley. I'm looking forward to it, but, yeah, thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be back on the program. So let's get right to it. Two words every sports fan loves, Lauren, as I stated earlier, Game 7. This series has been very choppy. We talk about Memphis and Golden State. That series has been very interesting. But this Dallas and Phoenix series has not been small potatoes by any words of the imagination. In your words, how would you sum up this Dallas and Phoenix series?
Man, that's really tough to sum it up because so far in this series, I mean, the home team every single game has won, and not just won by 2 or 4 or 6. They're winning by like double digits. They're dominating, and so it's very difficult to pinpoint or try and predict. Oh, this is exactly how Game 7 is going to go because if you're going to base it off the first 6 games, you're going to expect Phoenix to blow Dallas out in Game 5. In Game 5, Dallas and in Game 5 and Game 6, I felt like both teams had very uncharacteristic – the teams that lost had very uncharacteristic performances. Too many turnovers, very, very poor field goal and three-point percentage, just shooting performances overall. And so I feel like this Game 7 is – obviously it's the last game. It's do or die for both teams, but – you have to imagine that neither team are going to just have these horrific shooting performances to where that's the sole reason they get blown out. If one team or another gets blown out, I imagine it's going to be because the pressure just kind of became too much and there was too much momentum and it just kind of fell apart. But you have to hope that both teams are firing on all cylinders. Devin Booker did not have the best shooting performance. Chris Paul hasn't put up a lot of points since Game 2. And Dallas has finally got Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie going. And so if Dallas comes in and they're hitting their threes, I imagine it's going to go down to the wire, and we'll see who can hit the tougher shots at the end. But Phoenix, as I said before, no easy place to play. They definitely have a little bit of pressure because I think a lot of people are expecting them to, obviously get to the Western Conference Finals, but potentially even return to the finals and win. So Dallas has a tall order ahead of them, but I think they're up for the challenge, and hopefully they're knocking down those threes.
Yeah, we saw in Game 6, Lauren, that Jalen Brunson knocked down his shots. Man, Reggie Bullock, what a series he's had. He's really knocked down his shots as well, along with Dorian Finney-Smith. Spencer Dinwiddie is starting to come on as of late in this series. Maxi Kleber has had an effective series with his shots. But Luka Doncic, we are seeing a superstar. Not a star. He is a superstar. And what do you think? You know, I know he loves the pressure, and I know he loves a Game 7. I think he's been dying for a moment like this. What do you expect from him in Game 7 in the Valley?
Yeah, I mean, I expect him to perform well. He does tend to do well under pressure. He does tend to do well in elimination games. I expect him to perform well. What I'm going to be looking for is how does he handle – the calls that don't go his way. How does he handle the talk from the Phoenix Suns? Because they are going to be in it, and they are ready to keep this thing going. So how does he respond to that? How does he respond to when the play ends, if somebody comes in and swipes the ball from him or the hard fouls, how does he respond? Does he stay the course? Does he stay focused? Does he let it get to him? Does he feel the pressure? I don't really think he feels the pressure to where he doesn't it genuinely affects his performance, but there are some times when you see the maturity or the just him, his ability to keep his head and not let those other factors come in and throw him off a little bit to the point where he then takes bad shots or kind of reverts to the step back threes when maybe it's, we need to keep this offense moving. We need to get inside, get attack the lane. I want to see him keep his head. I think the numbers that he's going to put up, they're going to be there. There's more than enough sample size numbers to back that up. But I want to see, because this is obviously in his career the furthest he's gotten, and now he's staring down a potential Western Conference Finals. So there's going to be a lot of pressure, but at the same time, Dallas knows that they're playing with house money and that they are by no means the favorite in this series, but they know that their defense is solid, who Luka is as a player, and that when they're knocking down their threes, they're very difficult to beat. So it is going to be a good one, but I'm looking for Luka to just stay the course, not get rattled, and lead this team to victory, I guess.
I'm pretty sure in the Game 7, I know Luka is going to get his, but who do you think are going to be the X factor, or should I say X factors, for Dallas to have a chance of winning this series?
Yeah, I think in Game 7, it's going to be Spencer Dinwiddie, and it's going to be Maxi Kleber. In the first couple of games, Jalen Brunson did not have very strong performances. Since then, he's kind of gotten it together, and it seems like he's gotten into his groove. He is absolutely you need him to show up if you're going to beat Phoenix in Phoenix. But for Dallas, I think the biggest kind of question marks are Spencer Dinwiddie and Maxi Kleber, because when Maxi's knocking down his threes, which he's done very well all season, or this series, but in the regular season, struggled a little bit. We need him to keep that up, because when he's knocking down the threes and you have Reggie and Dorian kind of filling just the shooter's roles in that starting lineup, you need it to come somewhere off the bench. And Spencer Dinwiddie, his performance last night, knocking down the threes, not hesitating, looking for his shot, that's what we needed to see from him. I don't necessarily expect him to go off from three in Game 7, but if he's looking for his shot, attacking the cup, and making the defense honor him to the point where they're focused on him, keeping him out of the lane, not giving him open looks, which opens things up for other guys. If those other guys can knock down the threes, I'll be feeling good about where Dallas is at.
All right, I wanted to ask you about the atmosphere of Game 6 at the American Airlines Arena. Last time that I had you on, we talked about the home playoff crowds at the American Airlines Arena. What was the atmosphere like for Game 6?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. There were a lot of people saying that was the loudest they have ever heard or even seen on TV, the American Airlines Center, being a very long time. And for the last couple of years in this Luka era, obviously we've gone up against the Clippers, and it's been, we're the underdogs, let's just see what we can put together. But this year, I think you and I have talked about this a little bit before, there has been this confidence around the team that now that they have a solid defense, a top 10 defense in the NBA, and Luka is just continuing to go up, and Jalen Brunson is a different version of Jalen Brunson than we've seen in past years, this team has a different kind of confidence about them, to where it was, hey, we're getting out of the first round. It's not a question. We have to get out of the first round to keep this thing going in the right direction. And now they're going up against Phoenix, who matchup-wise is not a good matchup for them, but they've taken them to Game 7, and it's going to be a tough battle. So I think overall the atmosphere has a lot to do with the team's confidence and that home court advantage. The fans, the team, there's this confidence and this excitement about the possibilities when you have a player like Luka Doncic. So I really do think that, if this thing goes the next, and Brad Townsend tweeted, he goes at the end of the game, he goes, if there's another game in this arena, it will be Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. And that's crazy to think about, because in the last few years, it's been, hey, we got to go up against the Clippers. Let's hope we can sneak past them and just see what we can do. And now it's, you got a year later, different matchups, a very tough team with Utah's got a lot of things going on, but now you got Phoenix, who a lot of people have as their favorite, and you could potentially take them out to then go to the Western Conference Finals. That would be an incredible, incredible story for Luka as he continues to just add accolades and just march towards that first championship.
Absolutely, and the greatness continues for Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks going forward. Well, Lauren, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Tell everybody about the Gunshot Podcast with you and your brother, Grant.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for having me. It's always a blast. Always love talking back with you. You can follow me on Twitter at the Lauren Gunn with two N's. I do co-host the Gunshot Podcast with my brother, Grant Gunn. We talk everything NBA with the off season coming up. we will be talking a lot of draft stuff, a lot of free agent stuff, and a lot of potential trade stuff, because even though the trade deadline came and went in February, there's always money that needs to get moved around in the NBA and in free agency, so there's lots of stuff to talk about there, so come chat with us.
Awesome. Where can they find you on social media, as well as the Gunshot Podcast, and any websites that you have? Let them know that as well.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at TheLaurenGun. That's Gun with two N's. And you can follow the Gunshot Podcast on Twitter at TheGunshot.
You heard it from her. She's Lauren Gun, the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast with her brother Grant. They talk about the NBA and, of course, their beloved Dallas Mavericks. Lauren, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks.
You're welcome. Be back with more right after this.
Doncic with the steal. And they've got numbers. Luka inside like a layup drill. Little empty side two-man game. Bullock goes to the screen. Luka with the step back. Got it. That's a jumper by Doncic.
Just a wing ISO. Obviously.
They've got Chris Paul guarding Ntilikina. Give him a little breather on defense. Doncic got it and one.
See Luka's play tonight. A strong emphasis on getting to the cup. Just so good. Getting past that initial defender. Using his body and being able to finish on either side of the rim. His value on the offensive end is as a cutter. He's an elite cutter. There's a great example there on that last possession.
Ayton on the switch picks up Doncic and got cooked. Deep fry.
As Luka's able to turn the corner with no resistance whatsoever.
Men, are you looking for a long-lasting, pain-free solution for erectile dysfunction, or ED? Peak Performance is that solution. Here's a list of our side effects. That's it. Peak Performance offers focused linear compression therapy, a revolutionary ED solution scientifically proven to increase blood flow, sensitivity, and sexual performance, all with no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. Call 1-800-210-8181 today for a free evaluation. That's 1-800-210-8181. Peak Performance offers a revolutionary ED solution scientifically proven to increase blood flow, sensitivity, and sexual performance, all with no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. Call 1-800-210-8181 today for a free evaluation.
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
Congrats on going to college. Now the fun begins with setting up your dorm. Make it yours. Bed Bath & Beyond makes it easy. Sign up now for our college savings pass. Get 20% off your entire purchase every time you shop through September 30th. Only at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The We're Going Family Style deal.
Because I want a bite of your Big Mac.
And I need some of your quarter pound.
I'll try your Filet-O-Fish.
There's a deal for every friend group at McDonald's. Order any two classics for just $6. Price of participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer.
Snack time? Here we go. Blue Diamond's habanero barbecue flavored almonds. So tangy and zesty and oh, but there's also Blue Diamond's wasabi and soy sauce almonds, bringing that flavor with a kick. Okay, I'm having both. Blue Diamond almonds. Super flavor, all on a super food.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Lauren Gunn, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast, along with her brother Grant. Check out their great podcast where they discuss anything and everything happening around with the NBA and, of course, their beloved Dallas Mavericks. And until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and you've been listening to At the Rim. So long, everyone.